Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. And every 5 o'clock hour, every day, I'm going to have a new word for you so that you can win some cool stuff courtesy of Civic Media. We call this the Multi-State Text to Win Contest. It is the green and gold contest. You're going to get that Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from. You're going to text in the word that I'm about to give to you. We're going to try to give away to maybe you, if you're the lucky winner, some gold jewelry, $200 cash. Who cannot use cash these days? And you're going to get entered to win our grand prize, a pair of tickets on the heated club level when our beloved football team here in the state of Wisconsin plays the dastardly football team from Minnesota on November 23rd. We're even going to throw in a gas card. It's $1,500 value. So get out the app and text this word in now. You'll have until 6 p.m. to get in on the action. It is bling, B-L-I-N-G. We've got a guest that is blinging with good ideas. Her name is State Senator Kelda Royce. She joins me. She is a candidate for the Wisconsin's gubernatorial seat in 2026. Kelda, we talked about some of the most important things that really impact all Wisconsinites. But I hear frequently from people, how are we going to do this in a state that is as purple as Wisconsin is? So I wanted to give you an opportunity to share pieces of legislation or a particular piece of legislation that was meaty and substantive that you were able to forge a cooperative, cross-the-aisle relationship with Republicans to get done.
Well, I really appreciate that, Maggie, because this is what I have done over 20 plus years for my career. I've done it as an attorney, a small business owner, a statewide nonprofit exec on reproductive rights, and of course, as a legislator in the Senate and the Assembly. I'll give you a really recent one. So Wisconsin has been behind the times in making it harder for nurse practitioners to provide care to patients, right? We've had them in this kind of outdated regulatory scheme. And for years, I was one of the only Democrats willing to stand with Republicans and say, we need to modernize here because we've got a huge healthcare provider shortage and it's hurting our rural communities, it's hurting our urban communities and underserved people. And the governor, my wonderful governor, Governor Evers, vetoed that bill several times. And finally, with working together with nurses, with my Republican colleagues, and bringing more Democratic folks on board, we finally signed that bill into law just a couple of weeks ago.
This is what I want to see more of because I remain absolutely ardent in my belief that when you strip the national dialogue, national politics benefit from divisions between us, right? Like that's kind of what the deal is when you're talking on the national level. But when we get to the state and the localities, yeah, the partisan shows up, but it really should be much less because the things that actual Wisconsinites need, like better access to healthcare, which means more NP nurse practitioners able to provide a wider array of care that is in line with their current and modernized training, all of that is basically nonpartisan or very apolitical, right, if I'll say, and yet we get sucked up into it. So congratulations on that and to persevere through what can be frustrating veto cycles when the partisanship sort of dominates the dialogue. More broadly, Senator, and folks, if you're just joining us, we got State Senator Kelda Royce with us. She's a candidate for Wisconsin's gubernatorial seat in 2026. Full disclosure, she and I were buds in law school at the University of Wisconsin Law School. Kelda, I wanted to give you an opportunity to address what I think is the real existential question for the Democratic Party writ large and in the state of Wisconsin. And that is, I truly believe that there are a lot of Trump voters that in good faith and accurately perceived economically that they're getting screwed. And they were sold a bill of goods by Trump that he's going to solve all these problems for them. In fact, it's all gotten worse. But we have a problem trying to bring people together and help them see that the vast majority of us are all experiencing these same challenges and that we need leadership that doesn't exploit and create division, but sees the challenges facing working people and actually wants to fix them. How do you propose to bring a purple Wisconsin together for you to become governor?
I think the most important thing you can do as a leader is listen to people and really hear what they have to say, and then take those concerns very seriously and do everything you can to build a coalition to fix it. I mean, that is what I've done throughout my career. And I've done it on tough issues like reproductive rights, criminal justice reform, as well as, the bigger ticket issues like economics and healthcare. And that's what you can expect from me as governor. We can disagree, but at the end of the day, I'm going to respect you. I'm going to listen to you. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that you and your family have the freedom to thrive, no matter who you are or where you're from.
We all have a right to thrive and succeed and to fully experience our potential, to have our kids do better than we have. And that is an American value, a Wisconsin value. It is not a partisan concept. Folks, big thanks to State Senator Kelda Royce. She will be on your Democratic primary ticket for our state's gubernatorial seat in 2026. Keep an eye out for her. I know she joins my colleague, Todd Alba, frequently right here on the Civic Media Channel. Check out her interviews there. And Kelda, I'm going to make you come back on my show too.
I can't wait.
It's good. Maybe we'll tell some embarrassing tales from our law school days. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear all of that.
There aren't any, Maggie.
There was absolutely no embarrassing stories from law school. Again, folks, we've got the text to win multi-state contest going on. I'm going to drop that word on the other side. I'm going to dig into the bag man, Tom Homan, because Donald Trump just closes down and shuts down investigations into what appears to be pretty obvious bribery, while directing Pam Bondi and the new interim U.S. attorney for Virginia to prosecute and investigate his political opponents. If you want to talk about weaponization, I think that's pretty much it. Stay tuned. All that and more coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.